This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that he wants solutions to all problems by 2047 for a Viksit Bharat. He emphasized that there should be 100% delivery of government schemes, calling it the true form of social justice and secularism. In an interview with the leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi stated this. He mentioned that as a human, he may make mistakes, but he will never make mistakes with bad intentions. The Prime Minister highlighted that to be successful in politics, one must have dedication, commitment, be a good team player, and make themselves available for the people.
पहली टर्म में तो लोग मुझे भी समझने की कोशिश करते थे और मैं भी दिल्ली को समझने की कोशिश कर रहा था। पहले और दूसरे टर्म में मैं बीते हुए कल के संदर्भ में सोचता। तीसरे टर्म में मेरी सोच का दायरा बदल चुका है। मेरा हौसला ज्यादा बुलंद हो चुका है। मेरे सपनों का विस्तार हो चुका है। मेरे अरमान बढ़ते चले जा रहे हैं। कहने का तात्पर्य है कि मुझे 2047 विकसित भारत मतलब कि भाषण नहीं है जी। टॉयलेट 100% हो जाना चाहिए, बिजली 100% होनी चाहिए, नल से जल 100% हो जाना चाहिए, सामान्य मानवी को 100% डिलीवरी होनी चाहिए।
President Drobdi Murmu today said the Indian diaspora represents the true picture of India to the global community. She said the Indian diaspora has excelled in all fields, including medicine and technology. The president was addressing the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention this afternoon at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar this afternoon. She also conferred the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields before her address. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Jawahar Lal Ram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Governor of Odisha, Hari Babu Kambhampati, Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, and several other dignitaries are present at the valedictory function. Earlier, the President visited different pavilions, including the Odisha Pavilion, which showcases the state's exquisite art and craft, including hand-woven saris, intricate filigree work, and other traditional masterpieces. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbhvani will not only reach new heights of popularity but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani. Yogi Adityanath said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity. Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan joined the program virtually and expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister for launching the radio channel. The notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for election for 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filed till the 17th of this month. Last date of withdrawal for nomination is 20th of January. In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists have surrendered. In Bijapur district, these Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and CRPF. A total reward of 13 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 5 lakh rupees each was declared on two Maoists and 1 lakh rupees each on three other Maoists. The superintendent of police said the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the government. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 239 runs set by Ireland, India were 206 for 3 in 31 overs in the first match of the 3-1-day international series in Rajkot when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.